Let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
John Hanson back here on WGN, filling in for Dave Plyer for a little bit, but Dave will be raring to go for his, what I imagine will be a great tribute to Bob Newhart, starting at 7 o'clock in about 10 minutes or so after the news. I'm really excited to have Alex Blackshire back on WGN Radio. My first time chatting with you, though. Alex, you're the event coordinator for the Chicago Food Truck Festival, which starts tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. The Chicago Food Truck Festival season 11, I'm sorry, starts tomorrow.
Yeah, don't short yourself those 3 years. You worked hard for those. You're at season 11. That's incredible. And this year has, you do different themes each year?
Well, we do. This year, the theme is the Summer of the Daisy. We've partnered with Chicago Margarita Festival, and they will be making their signature margaritas for the fest. Chicago Food Truck Festival.
Well, if the food truck wasn't enough, the margaritas certainly help on out. What types of vendors are you going to have there? How many represented? Give some of the specs of what you got going on this weekend.
Absolutely. Some of the fan favorites are definitely the Happy Lobster will be there serving fresh marine lobster. You have Taco Pros, Bill's Grill, which does award-winning barbecue chicken and the likes, classics such as Harold Chicken, Uncle Remus, and quite a few Chicago staples.
Alex, why did you start this? Did you just have an affinity for food trucks? Did you have one yourself?
Well, great question. I actually saw the event was hosted in Houston, Texas, and said, why doesn't Chicago have a food truck festival? And there, it's the birth of the idea.
That's amazing. Are most of these food trucks, this is how they sell most of their food, or some of them have brick and mortars too, and this is a great way to reach new people?
Great question. There are many food trucks. They are with have restaurants. This is the summer season. As you know, Chicago is cold during the winter. The summer season is absolutely where they make a lot of the resources to continue to run the businesses.
And food trucks for many restaurateurs is a way to get started. So this could be a real jump start, not only to their food truck, but if they do have dreams of opening a brick and mortar, to develop the customer base at a festival like yours this weekend to eventually grow even bigger.
Absolutely. That's what a goal of a lot of food truck operators who I know have done and are doing to establish restaurants. Yes.
Is the city more favorable to food trucks than it used to be?
Well, it's doing much better. As you know, Chicago was ranked last in a lot of studies in terms of the environment for true food truck operators. But since that time, we have some food stands. The trucks have more leeway to be able to operate in the city, but there's still some restrictions in place that they're working on.
Yeah, I know it's a tough little zoning thing because they want to go back and forth and make sure that they don't interrupt the restaurants that are there, take too much business away from them, but still offer some fun for the food trucks. All right, Alex, can you paint us a little bit of a picture as to what it looks like to walk on through the Food Truck Festival?
Absolutely. Chicago Food Truck Festival brings, of course, season 11. There you will smell the smells of Carol's Chicken, Uncle Remus. You'll have a very tasty vegan eats. We can't believe it's not meat. So a range of food for different taste palates. You have drinks, beers, and beverages that are also there for the indulging of. And you'll be able to intermingle in basic Chicago culture. A panoply is the word of cultures.
I love that. And Chicago Margarita Festival happening as well. I was saying, Alex, that something like this is so great to try out a bunch of different things in one place. You know, it's hard enough getting, you know, out to do all these restaurants all the time to just be able to have them on a strip and get a little bit here, an appetizer here, a main course here, dessert here. What a great way to experience our culinary scene.
It is. And again, you can truly interact with some up-and-coming chefs and established chefs because, again, even though that they're mobile, you are dealing with chefs who are preparing some of their famous grill and spices. For example, Bill Grill has his own spice barbecue sauce that he used in his preparations for the event. So, yeah, you can.
And you'll see them, right? The people that run these food trucks, they're the ones cooking it. They're the ones running this business. They may be sweating while they do it, but they're going to be there. You can chat with them a bit.
Absolutely. Chefs love to have fun and interact while they're preparing meals.
Yeah, I love that. And the weather looks fantastic this weekend, Alex.
That's great. We've had some warm ones, but it's great to be able to get out and have great weather and get out and enjoy some food in Chicago.
I love that. Just really quickly, Chicago Food Truck Festival tomorrow and Sunday. It's at the 2300 block of South Indiana. People can go online maybe to learn a little bit more, get some tickets.
Absolutely. Tickets are free, general admission as well. There are VIP tickets there as well, but they can get them online.
CHGOFoodTruckFest.com. Just Google Chicago Food Truck Festival. You'll see all about it. Alex, sorry we lost you there for a moment. Thanks for coming on anyways. We appreciate it, buddy.
No problem. Always kind, and thank you once again.
I've always liked food trucks. Always a great opportunity to try a few different things at once. You can almost do like a little tasting on through it. Try this one, try that one. Maybe get a little barbecue ribs over here. Maybe get some tacos over there. And to be able to walk through a festival and what's going to be just an incredibly gorgeous weekend. And the event, by the way, if you're curious, is in the South Loop. And again, that is going to be Saturday and Sunday. What a great way to try a couple other businesses along the way. And maybe, again, visit those places and brick and mortars afterwards.